Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
All right, welcome back. Mixed trade was seen throughout the livestock trade today as trade volume slowed throughout the entire complex. Some additional late-day shifts developed throughout the complex, but the move seen in the complex continued to bring additional market activity back to the market and could actually spark some additional support in the cattle complex throughout the end of the week. Corn prices were mixed in light trade today. July corn futures about a quarter of a cent lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 56 points lower, NASDAQ up 30 points. In live cattle, light to moderate gains held throughout the day following a mixed session with prices moving back and forth on either side of unchanged. The strong support in feeder cattle markets helped to draw increased support to front month June contracts, while the rest of the complex was limited to very narrow moves. Light trade volume was seen throughout the session. Meanwhile, cash cattle markets developed with some activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange report today, listing a total of 2,148 head with 457 actually sold. In feeder cattle, firm buying support still held across the complex. Even though traders backed away from triple digit gains seen early on, the moves continue to be based on short covering activity and the expectation that additional commercial interest could continue to develop throughout the rest of the market. Nearby gains, though, holding a dollar to a dollar and a half per hundredweight, although the volume remained light throughout the end of the day. In grains, corn and soybeans moved a little higher today, while the northern hemisphere heat wave raised concerns for crops from Europe and China. Corn prices, meanwhile, were up about a penny, recovering a little of yesterday's losses, and the July tested resistance at the 200-day average. Soybeans were firm as the overnight moved into the home stretch with the hot forecasts generating some market support. Finally, wheat markets were lower after the recent gains. All eyes, though, were on the heat waves in the northern plains and in Europe, but recent gains in the U.S. wheat market suggest some of that may have been priced in already. That's a check on all your agricultural markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.